Kinship Radio, the all-new Mornings with Ryan and LaDonna. It is 9:15. We've got 73 degrees in Fort Dodge and 70 in Mankato.
That was Cochran and Company, Money Can't Buy. Ryan, you were saying something about how you're wanting to go somewhere where everyone knows your name. And I was like, you would? You do?
People of a certain age know that that's like a quote from a song that opens the sitcom Cheers. But beyond that, we went to a family reunion a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Actually, it's like a month ago now. My wife and my three youngest children. And this is my wife's family. And they're from a conservative Mennonite group. And so these people have lots and lots of children. Like, we have seven, right?
Uh-huh.
There were average at best. Like, a lot of the families have 12.
Wow.
You're like, oh, seven kids. Interesting.
I know that, like, to somebody like me, that's like, wow. It has like a shock factor to
well,
it. It's cool and good
yeah,
for them.
So the reunion is over 300 people.
Okay.
And we don't see these folks very often. I think the last time we had a reunion was like 10 years ago. But because this is a conservative Mennonite group, so they're all wearing a lot more dresses, more conservative clothing.
Mm.
They all know who I am. Like, they all know
you gotta just stick out.
who my family is. Like, and they keep track of us. But I have no prayer of knowing who all of them are.
And plus, over 10 years, a lot of growth can happen
in 10
years. A lot
of babies.
Years.
Lots of lots more children arriving with similar names. So many Johns and Adams. And anyway.
Little Esther over there.
But you know what? I did a lot of introducing myself. They're all like, yeah, we know who you are. But by the end of the weekend, I knew more of them. And they were all worshiping Jesus at different times throughout the week. So it kind of goes back to our verse of the day today, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them.
Amen.
Or 300 people.
Even better.
This is Kinship Radio.